I'm Eleanor Fitzsimons and I'm researching women in the media in UCD. Women are significantly underrepresented in the broadcast media. In 2010, the Global Media Monitoring Project, which includes Ireland, reported that less than one in four people interviewed, seen, heard or written about in mainstream print and broadcast news is a woman. Typically, they are allocated softer topics, less time and fewer column inches. The women who make it onto our airwaves are rarely invited as experts. Fewer than 20% of contributors introduced as experts are women. Fewer than 15% of weekday Irish radio presenters are women. The current affairs television programmes that purport to deal with the issues affecting us all rarely reflect this in the composition of their panels. At best, they tick the token woman box. At worst, they just leave it blank. RTE's The Week in Politics, which draws its contributors from a dole that is 85% male, has prompted a Twitter-based viewer challenge known as Spot the Rogue Woman. The Media Monitoring Report found media managers quick to offer excuses. They say that they couldn't persuade any woman to speak, or that there wasn't time to find a suitable expert who was a woman. This reflects the deeper inequalities in a society where few leaders are women. The report concludes that the media's tendency to talk about rather than to or through women is deeply embedded in culture. Margaret Gallagher, media expert, believes that access to media is rarely blocked through overt discrimination. Invisible barriers such as stereotyped attitudes, biases, presumptions and outdated organisational structures operate to accommodate men and disadvantage women. The European Parliament believes that the underrepresentation and stereotyped portrayal of women confines them to a passive and secondary role. Consciously or not, the media perpetuates gender inequality. The conclusion was that improved visibility and representation of women is a democratic right.